Well, howdy, fellas. Don't you think it's about time that DNA testing at every birth becomes mandatory? Try running that past a femon. See the resistance you get. But I wonder why. What harm could it really do? It would tell the man that he's actually the father. It would tell the femon that he is actually the father. It would tell the child that he's actually the father. Sounds like a win-win. Why would that be a bad thing? Well, it would be if the man isn't the father, that is. Or the femon wasn't sure he was the father. You usually get the thing back from the femon saying, "You don't trust me?" Well, let's look at the history of femons. They lie in court. There's men in jail right now because of a femon's lie. And she hasn't corrected her lie because she has hardly any conscience and would put a kibosh on femons finding a steady, nice guy to be able to bring up Chad's baby. Yeah, but come on, femons wouldn't lie about that. Femons will lie about anything to get what they want. And the person that told you that femons wouldn't lie about that was probably a femon. But true, there are some femons who couldn't lie about something like that. But they are very rare. Of course, there's a big reason why it's not mandatory at the moment. Because there's loads of guys out there paying and bringing up a child that he doesn't know isn't his. And if the test was mandatory at every birth, and it wasn't his, then they'd have to try and find the man who was. And if they couldn't find them, the government would have to pay money. Of course, you can get the DNA test yourself. I think it's about £98 or something. And it's pretty foolproof. But a lot of guys are a little bit reluctant to do it. One, if his wife or his girlfriend found out, there'll be hell to pay for him. And of course, he may also be scared it come back it isn't his child. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. What do you think, guys?